praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Say this out loud with me. Say, failure is not an option.
Failure is not an option.
Hallelujah. Failure is that ability to just kind of fall flat, right? And none of us want to fail. I believe God wants every one of us to be winners. And to be winners in life and to be winners in our personal life, whether it be our finances, our relationships. He's got answers in the Word. So let's pray as we approach the Word today. Father, we thank you for giving us, God, insight into your Word. Thank you, Father God, for helping us. As we open your Word today, Father, I pray, God, that you would manifest your goodness. Holy Spirit, bring encouragement. Father God, I thank you that you teach us, help us, adjust us, so that we can be all that you called us to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, praise God forevermore. All right, Michael Jordan. How many of you know who Michael Jordan is?
Yes. I know that.
All right.
Who is that?
Michael Jordan. A lot of people don't know this, but did you know that he had over 9,000 shots that he missed? Did you know that he lost 300 games? Did you know 26 times he blew the game-winning shot? But what is the difference? Why do we think of Michael Jordan as a winner? We think of him as a winner because he never quit. So turn with me to Galatians 6:9. Galatians 6:9 in the Bible. And I believe that God has an encouraging word for you and for me today as we open up the scriptures, because I believe that he has things to say to us today. Amen? All right, Galatians chapter 6. Thank you, Lord God. All right, Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Verse 10, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, well, what is the difference? You see, Michael Jordan, if I'm not mistaken, and some of you sports aficionados and basketball aficionados, Michael Jordan actually, when he was in high school, I believe he didn't even make his high school team. He was not considered somebody who was, you know, the superstar athlete, the winner. But there was something, there's a quality that I believe every child of God has if they will tap into it. And it's that's the quality of not quitting. Pastor Hagen says it this way, I cannot be defeated and I will not quit. And I believe that if we can adapt that to our lives, look at this verse and say, you know, there is a promise that if we won't grow weary in doing good, right? We're not going to grow weary in doing the right thing over the right time. And I've noticed something in our society. I've noticed something in our culture. And I believe that God has a culture for Christians that is different. I believe that he has us choose things that are a little bit different. I believe that he wants to get us to see things a little bit differently. He wants us to actually choose his way of doing things rather than our own way. And as I was meditating on this for this morning, I just want to encourage you that we don't choose trends. We choose truth. We don't choose fractures. We choose a foundation in God. A foundation takes a long time to build. Fractures don't take much to just to keep hammering and chipping away at something and being negative about something, right? But instead of choosing fractures, we choose foundation. Instead of choosing hashtags, we choose holy. Instead of choosing Google, we choose godly. Instead of choosing fake, we choose faith. And I believe that God wants to get us to not quit when we're in the middle of doing something good. And I believe that that quality that caused Michael Jordan to be a superstar is a quality that each one of us, if we will adapt this verse to our lives, and notice what it says there, Be not weary in doing good. Don't get weary. You say, but Pastor, sometimes I do get tired. Well, when you are tired, I want you to look at the promise. When you're tired and when you feel like I can't do that anymore, I want you to look at the promise. I believe that Michael Jordan, when he would stay after and just keep shooting and just keep shooting, he saw something that only he could see. He saw something on the inside that he could be a champion. He could be somebody who could overcome the obstacles that were in front of him. You can do the same thing in your life if you will choose faith rather than fear. If you'll choose to do the right thing rather than something that is just, you know, well, it's the easy way. See, that's the problem. It's easier with our human flesh to choose the easy way. It's easier to choose the easy way. And so when I was thinking about this, I also was thinking about how many times that maybe you felt like giving up. And I was putting myself in your place. See, everybody's got their own story, their own journey. How many times have you thought, well, it's not worth it anymore? I'm not talking about suicide, although that could enter into it. I'm talking about certain things in life that we just want to quit because it gets hard. Because it gets hard to practice a little bit more to get that scholarship, to get that position. You know, we've got young people in our youth group that have been involved in student government. Sometimes you lose an election. Sometimes, you know, you're trying hard to make a team, whether it be a cheering squad or a basketball team. You have to keep on going, and God will bless you in that. You know, not that we follow after Confucius, but it's interesting. Confucius said, it doesn't matter how slowly you go, as long as you don't stop. It doesn't matter how slowly you go, as long as you don't stop. You know, we were sharing a little bit about FPU, Financial Peace University. Doesn't matter how much debt you got, if you just keep going, throw a little bit here, a little bit there, it all adds up. Vince Lombardi, the great football coach, said this: once you learn to quit, it becomes a habit. So don't learn it. All right? There is only one thing that can guarantee failure, and that's if we quit. Winston Churchill said, if you're going through hell, just keep going. All right? And so when you've got to put yourself in remembrance of the things that Jesus taught us and put yourselves in remembrance of the Word of God. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season, if you faint not, there's a catch there. If you faint not, you will reap. There is a reward on the other end. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, amen. Amen. I got more, but I'm not going to give it today. You can come next week.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's stand to our feet right now. We're going to pray. Hallelujah. If you can stand, great. If you can't, that's all right. We're going to pray. Amen. I was talking to believers today. Maybe you're here today, or maybe you're watching online, and you're not a believer. Right? You can become a child of God and start your journey with Jesus, and he can change your life if you'll let him. He's got good things for you. Amen. So if you need Jesus in your life, you need to rededicate your life. Let's just pray out loud together. Say, Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I believe in my heart that Jesus is who he said he is. That he died for my sins. That he was raised from the dead. And I choose Jesus and his forgiveness. I make him my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to know about it. If that was a rededication, we want to know about it. Please message us on the Facebook Messenger app. And let's say our sending out verse right now with gusto, everybody. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth. and even forevermore. Psalm 121:7-8. God bless you. We'll see you next time.